Shout a loud hallelujah. Jericho style pulling down hallelujah. God bless you so much in Jesus' name. You are welcome to this prophetic decree, prophetic declaration on the sixth day of the month of December, year 2020. We appreciate God for giving us the opportunity to see another beautiful day. We thank God for His mercy. We thank God for His grace. We thank God for His hand of power. We thank God because He is always God and He never fails. We thank God for the movement of God's power upon our life, upon our family. And we pray that God will continue to help us. God will continue to assist us in the name of Jesus Christ. I prophesy into the life of someone, you will recover all that you have lost to the enemy. I prophesy into the life of someone, the Almighty God will take you to the level that no one has ever achieved in your family. I prophesy into the life of someone here that is listening to me. All the difficulty you are facing now shall expire. I prophesy into the life of someone, that yoke upon your life shall be broken to pieces in the name of Jesus. I prophesy into the life of someone, you wear the garment of favor, you wear the garment of prosperity, you wear the garment of power in the name of Jesus. I prophesy in the life of someone, hear me and hear me very well. All those who plan your downfall shall fall. All those who want to bury you shall be buried. All those who have bought coffin because of you shall be buried into that coffin. All those who have dug grave for you shall enter into the grave. In the name of Jesus Christ, you will not die before your time. The purpose of the enemy over your life shall not fulfill. The agenda of darkness over your life shall not stand. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Beloved, I want to thank God for what God has been doing using this prophetic decree and prophetic declaration. And I appreciate all those who have been sending it to their friends. I appreciate those who have been sharing it with their friends. And I appreciate all testimony I've been receiving. A lot of testimony of the wonders that God has been using this prophetic declaration to do. Am I going to talk about healing? Am I going to talk about deliverance? Am I going to talk about promotion? It has just been like that. I decree that your own testimony will appear. Your own testimony will manifest. Your own testimony will see the light of the day in the name of Jesus Christ. No matter what the enemy has done against you, you are the next one to testify. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Yesterday, I was talking about power against household witchcraft. Power against household witchcraft. Power against household witchcraft. And we read a place in the Bible yesterday. We read Micah chapter 7, verse 6 to 8, where the Bible says, "For the son dishonored the father, the daughter rise up against her mother, the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. A man's enemy are those of his household. Therefore, I will look unto the law. For the God of my salvation and my God will hear me. Rejoice not against me, O my enemy. When I fall, I shall arise. When I sit in darkness, the law shall be a light unto me." The Bible is saying that a man's enemy are men of his own household. And Jesus Christ corroborated it. Jesus Christ said, "And a man's foe shall be they of his own household." A man's foe shall be they of his own household. A man's foe shall be they of his own household. If you look at Genesis chapter 37, you will see a story of a young boy called Joseph. At the age of 17, he had a dream. Unfortunately, he revealed his dream to his brother. When you have a destiny dream, it must not be revealed. But this boy was young. He revealed the dream to the brothers. And that dream revealed that it's going to be superior. It's going to be honorable. God has destined his destiny to be honorable. God has created his destiny to be great. That is by destiny, by divine providence, is going to be a higher person. Others will be serving him. Others will be under his control. He unfortunately said this one to the brothers, and they decided to deal with him. And you can see the activity of household witchcraft, activity of household wickedness in that story. Read that story very well. Read Genesis chapter 37, Genesis chapter 39, Genesis chapter 40, 41. You will see the story. It's so pathetic. This boy suffer. This boy went into horrible situation. If not the hands of God with this boy, he would have lost control. But we thank God, but eventually he made it. You will make it eventually. You will make it to the end. God will help you. The way Joseph made it, you are going to make it in the name of Jesus Christ. When we are talking about household witchcraft, we are talking about the wickedness in the family line. When we are talking about household witchcraft, we are talking about witchcraft that is entrenched in extended family or nuclear family. When we are talking about household witchcraft, we are talking about wicked forces operating in our family. When we are talking about household witchcraft, we are talking about internal wickedness that is operating in our family. When we are talking about household witchcraft, we are talking about wicked forces that is operating within our family, like very dangerous thing, a very, very dangerous enemy. One of the dangerous enemies ever seen in the planet on the planet Earth is the enemy called household enemy, household witchcraft. The problem of household witchcraft has continued to baffle both educated and illiterate. Many lives have been destroyed. Many destinies have been turned upside down. Many lives have been reduced to walking corpses. A lot of people have been battered and they are tired of life. They could not even know what to do. Many are running from pillar to post and they are looking for situation. And as they are going for situation, they are entering into cobwebs of darkness because the household enemy has webbed a cobweb that follow them to wherever they go. The household enemy has done a very wicked work in their lives. This household wickedness is highly terrible beyond the comparison. You can see household enemy is like a tear that is growing up with a weed. It will give the wheat a terrible ethic. Oh, beloved, I pray that every havoc of household enemy in your life shall be destroyed in the name of Jesus Christ. The havoc performed by household witchcraft is so deadly that cannot be compared. So deadly that cannot be compared. So therefore, in dealing with household witchcraft, in confronting household witchcraft, it can be done by gentility. You cannot be a gentle person and you do it. You cannot just be a gentle man, gentle woman, you want to, it cannot work. You must develop a holy anger. You must develop a holy violence. You must develop a holy aggression. You must develop a holy cry. You must develop a holy madness. You must develop a holy stubbornness. You must fight hard, especially if you are from Africa background. You need to fight. You need to declare war. You need to declare war against household wickedness. Household wickedness, they have operated so much on many destinies. And that is why you see a lot of destinies have been brought down to a level of which they themselves, they imagine whether they can come up in life. Household wickedness, they walk upon many, many people in the whole world. That is why we have 6 group of people in the world. The household enemy have walked upon many, many people. He has reduced many people to zero. And he has brought many people into a level that we are finding ourselves now. We have about 6 group of people in the world. We have those who never discover themselves. They go from life. They go through life without knowing who they are. They go through life blindfolded. They live without identity. They are walking up and down. They are like a drifter. Household enemy has kept them busy, making them reckless, confused, and unsettled. This kind of people, they have been battered from the womb. Their virtues have been removed while they are in the womb by household wickedness. We have another group called non-starter. The household wickedness will make sure that they never start anything good. They never be able to achieve anything. They have wonderful dreams, great ideas, but they cannot start it. This is the work of household wickedness. We have the third group, those who struggle throughout their life. They struggle from cradle to grave. They are walking up and down. They try everything possible. They are the kind of people the Bible call a seed that is sown in among the tongue. The wicked forces, the wicked powers in the family have put their destiny in the midst of tongue, and the tongue is choking them. They struggle throughout life. They sweated throughout life. All their struggle and their sweating never achieve anything. In fact, by the time they are going to achieve something very small, what they are going to achieve is what some people will achieve effortlessly. This is the activity of household witchcraft. We have another group called those who achieve a level of stability in life. Unfortunately, many people stay at this level. They are called average position in life, average level in life. These people are just staying at the average level, and they thought that is just all. It is the enemy that kubiku them. It is the enemy that lay embargo upon them. The enemy has interfered into their life, and they thought that they are okay. They never poor. They are neither poor or rich. Unfortunately, many people are comfortable at this level. They couldn't imagine that the enemy has really caged them. They wanted to go further, but they couldn't go further. Anytime there's a business that is going to take them to higher heights, they couldn't go further. They are maintained at one level. When they do business, when that business is under 500,000, 1 million or 2 million, but by the time it's going to 10 million, they can't get that business. They are under the control of household wickedness. They are under the control of the wickedness of the household. I need to explain to you, and I need to give you 50 signs or indication or symptoms that will make you to know that you are under household witchcraft. You are under the attack of household witchcraft. I'm going to give you 50 signs, 50, 50, 50 signs or indication or symptoms that will make you to know that you are under household witchcraft. Listen to me very well as we go into it systematically. Look at yourself. Are these signs seen in your life? Look at yourself. Are you seeing this indication in your life? Look at yourself. Are these symptoms manifesting in your life? If they are manifesting in your life, you must develop only anger. If they are manifesting in your life, you must develop only madness. If they are manifesting in your life, you must develop only stubbornness. If they are manifesting in your life, you must develop only faith. If they are manifesting in your life, you must develop the faith of a fighter. If they are manifesting in your life, you must develop the kind of stubborn spirit to fight back. Don't forget that right from the time of John the Baptist, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violent men take it by force. I'm going to give you 50 signs, 50, 50 signs, indication and symptoms that will make you to know you are under household witchcraft. You need to listen to me very, very well, especially if you are from African context. The following signs and they are the handiwork of evil power from the family system in most African community, and you need to listen very well. Number one, a person falling sick on the day when he's supposed to begin an important project. A person begin to fall sick on the day when he's supposed to begin an important project is a sign that is under the attack of household witchcraft. Number two, mental attack, mental imbalance. He has been schooled, 100 levels, 200 level, 300 level, 4. By the time he's about to finish, he has been in first class. To finish now, suddenly, he developed mental instability. Suddenly, he has become insane. Suddenly, something like that. And that has affected his academics. It is the activity of household witchcraft. Three, untimely death. Four, unprofitable court cases. Unnecessary court cases. Five, constant accidents. Six, chronic affliction. Seven, you set up a school, you set up a business, no single person patronizes, no single person show up. It's a sign. Eight, cage destiny. Nine, always planning but cannot implement. 10, unexplainable hindrances. Each time you are about to begin something that can launch you to the next level, one hindrance will come or the other. It is the activity of household witchcraft. 11, spending years overseas without anything to show for it. 12, laboring for years without any tangible result. 13, living a life of non-achievement. Living a life of non-achievement. He's just living that life. He never make any achievement. Struggle and struggle from there. Struggle from here and there. He could never make achievement. 14, constant failure. 15, when a man in school who is doing very well suddenly go down in school, the result just move down and he couldn't explain it. It's the activity of household witchcraft. 16, constant marital crisis that leads to sending you back to your parent house. 17, inability to menstruate. 18, constant miscarriage. 19, sicknesses or diseases that you cannot explain. 20, a member of the family has a particular disease or sickness. And one way or the other, suddenly the sickness don't disappear from that body and jump to another person in the family is witchcraft. 21, chronic poverty. 22, constant problems. 23, chronic hatred. Everywhere you appear, you just hate the person. 24, sudden resigning from a place of work. You are working in a place, you are getting a good pay. Somebody is working in bank and suddenly just rise up and say, I want to resign. Somebody is working in the oil company, suddenly rise up and say, I want to resign. Somebody is getting a salary with hard currencies and suddenly just resign. It's the activity of household witchcraft. Next one, stealing. Next one, sexual promiscuity. Next one, constant terrible dreams. Constant terrible dreams. It's a sign. It's a sign that you are under the household witchcraft. Next one, when a member vow physically that you will not exert. Member of the family is vowing that you cannot exert. It's talking to you. You are a member of the family, is talking to you. Sudden death is a sign. Vagabond spirit. Aimlessness is a sign. Constant attack at the edge of breakthroughs. constant attack when a promotion exam is close. Inability to get married, especially when you are the one taking care of the family. Instead of you to get married, the wickedness in that family will not allow you. They will allow you to get old and get old and get old. You sponsor everybody in the family. Everybody, you have sponsored them to school. Everybody, you have. And by the time you want to get married, things will not work. Watch it very well. There's activity of darkness in that family that have not allowed you. Until you pray very well in anger, you will not know. Because they will never, you will never be able to dictate. They are going to be sympathetic. They are so going to be close. But they are walking behind. They are walking beneath. Mysterious disappearance of your names from the promotion list or from the success list. You have done exam, you have done very well, and by the time the list will come out, your name is not there. It is this particular activity, persistent sickness that leads to death, constant pounding on the head as if somebody is using armor to pound your head, chronic lust, constant unexplainable error. When a man begins to sleep with his children and he cannot explain, sudden situation that could bring a man from a high height down. See yourself climbing a ladder and somebody push you down. It's the activity of household witchcraft. Oh, I'm going to stop here today. I want you to pray. It is time for you to pray. This activity must stop. This activity must be attacked. This activity must stop. And I pray for you that the activity of household witchcraft in your life must stop today in the name of Jesus Christ. I want you to bring out your bottle of oil and bring out a bottle of water. Thank you, Father. Bring out a bottle of oil and a bottle of water. Father, in the name of Jesus, I decree that this bottle of oil and this bottle of water shall carry the power of the Holy Ghost. This bottle of oil and this bottle of water shall carry the anointing that breaks the yokes. By the time you put this bottle of oil on your head, the mark upon your head will be the mark of the blood of Jesus. And that mark will be written and be clearly seen and clearly boldly written that don't touch him. By the time this oil come upon your head, you shall become anointed. By the time this oil come upon your head, you will become too hot for the enemy to confront. I speak to this oil. Hear the word of the Lord. Become the oil of power. Become the oil of deliverance. Become the oil of healing. Become the oil that break the yoke of darkness. Become the oil that break the bondage of wickedness. In the name of Jesus, anybody with headache, anybody with infirmity, anybody that is marked to die, by the time this oil come upon your head, you will receive resurrection power. Anyone that the enemy has battered his life, anyone that the enemy has caged, by the time you place this oil upon your head, that very particular yoke shall be broken. I speak to this oil, get the power of the Holy Ghost, receive the anointing of fire. In the name of Jesus, let the blood of Jesus enter into this oil. Let the fire of God enter into this oil. In Jesus' name we pray. Take the oil and anoint your head now. We are about to start. As we begin now, there will be healing. There will be deliverance. There will be signs and wonders. You will notice a change. A miracle will begin to happen. In your place of work, that promotion list, that promotion that you have never been able to get your own, we will get your own this time around. It is time for you to get your portion. It is time for you to recover. It is time for you to go to the next level. Take the oil and put it upon your head. You are going to shout this prayer loud and clear. Say, every evil arrow fire into my head from the altar of witchcraft, go back to the sender. In the name of Jesus, every evil arrow fire into my head from the altar of witchcraft. Go back, 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 go back. In Jesus' name we pray. Please, I want you to pray very well. We have just short few minutes to pray. You need to pray aggressively. Say, every witchcraft arrow fire into my head from the altar of witchcraft. Go back to the sender. In the name of Jesus, every witchcraft arrow fire into my head from the altar of witchcraft. Go back to the sender. In the name of Jesus, every witchcraft arrow fire into my head from the altar of witchcraft. Go back to the sender. Go back, 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 go back. In Jesus' name we pray. Don't forget, I'm going to pray on your mantle. I told you to bring the mantle. I told you to bring handkerchief. I'm going to pray on that handkerchief. Don't forget, I will tell you what to do with it. Now take the oil and put it on your chest and pray this prayer very well. Say, every evil arrow fire into my blood
Go back to the sender in the name of Jesus. Every evil arrow, fire into my blood. Go back to the sender in the name of Jesus. Every evil arrow, fire into my blood. Go back, 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 go back to the sender in the name of Jesus. The arrow fire into your body shall go back to the sender in the name of Jesus. Take the oil and drink the oil now. Aha. Say, any evil material program into my body, come out by fire in the name of Jesus. Any evil material program into my body, come out by fire in the name of Jesus. Any evil material program into my body, come out by fire in the name of Jesus. Any evil material program into my body, come out by fire in the name of Jesus. Any evil material program into my body, come out by fire. Come out, 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 come out. In Jesus' name we pray. Oh, something is happening to that sister there. That sister is receiving deliverance. The yoke of darkness placed upon your head is broken. Now, the power that is pounding your head is disgrace. Oh, that is wonderful. Look at satanic altar catching fire. Look at satanic mortar being broken to pieces. Aha. Take the oil now and anoint your navel. Anoint your navel. Anoint your navel. And pray very well. Say, anything representing me in my father's house that is working against my destiny, cast fire in the name of Jesus. Anything representing me in my father's house that is working against my destiny, cast fire in the name of Jesus. Anything representing me in my father's house that is working against my destiny, cast fire in the name of Jesus. Anything representing me in my father's house that is working against my destiny, cast fire in the name of Jesus. Anything representing me in my father's house that is working against my destiny, cast fire, 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 in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Take the oil and anoint your hand. Anoint your hand now. Say, every evil chain of household wickedness in my hand, break and release me in the name of Jesus. Every evil chain of household wickedness in my hand, break and release me in the name of Jesus. Every evil chain of household wickedness in my hand, break, 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 break and release me. Every evil chain of household wickedness in my hand, break and release me, break and release me, break and release me, break, 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 break. Break and release me. In Jesus' name we pray. Take your mantle out now. Take your handkerchief out. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, Elisha collected the mantle of Elijah. And when he reached the border of River Jordan, he shouted, "Where is the Lord God of Elijah?" And he smote River Jordan. And River Jordan parted into two. Anything that stands as a River Jordan, anything that stands as obstacle, anything that stands as hindrance against your next level, against your moving forward, by the mantle in your hand, by the time you begin to use this mantle, that hindrance, that obstacle, that satanic wall, that wall of Jericho, that stronghold shall be broken in the name of Jesus. Shall be broken, shall be broken, shall be broken in the name of Jesus. I command this mantle in your hand. Hear the word of the Lord. Become the mantle of power. Become the mantle of fire. Become anointed mantle. Become the mantle of deliverance. Become the mantle for signs and wonders. Become your breaking mantle. Become healing mantle. Become devil silence mantle. Become demon destroying mantle. Become mantle of deliverance. Become mantle of fire. In the name of Jesus. Aha! Become sickness chasing away mantle. Become demon chasing away mantle. In the name of Jesus. This mantle, hear the word of the Lord. I soak you in the blood of Jesus. 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 In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Now take the anointing oil in your hand and anoint the mantle. Anoint it just more. Anoint the mantle. I prophesy into this mantle now. Carry the power of the Holy Ghost. Carry the fire of deliverance. Become the mantle that break every yoke in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, this mantle in your hand now is an instrument of power. You can place it on your head and begin to prophesy. You can place it on your chest and begin to prophesy. Place it on anybody that is sick. Begin to prophesy. You can put it under your pillow and sleep with it. Lay it upon anyone that has any infirmity and begin to prophesy, whatever you say, as you lay it there, immediately it shall begin to happen. You can lay it on any material or any equipment that is not working and begin to prophesy. You can place it on your door and begin to prophesy. Place it on anything you want a change. When you place it there, then you begin to prophesy. By the power of prophecy, there will be a change. By the power of prophecy, the dry bone will leave. By the power of prophecy, there will be a dynamic change. Don't forget, place it on anywhere and things begin to happen. You can place it on your head and begin to prophesy. When you place it on your head, begin to prophesy. For instance, you put it on your head and say, I shall prosper. I shall make it. I shall not go down in life. My destiny shall shine. My star shall shine. My glory shall manifest. It is my time to dance. In the name of Jesus, I receive promotion. I receive testimony. In the name of Jesus, I shall not be sick. I will not die before my time. In the name of Jesus, these are some of the things you begin to say as you place it on your head. Place it on the head of your children and let them begin to prophesy upon their lives. Oh, you will give me testimony within 3 days of the manifestation of God's power. Anywhere that you have infirmity or sickness, place it there and begin to prophesy. The power of God will move like a wind, will move like a force through that mantle and touch the place, and there will be healing. Resurrection power is upon the mantle now, in the name of Jesus Christ. God bless you in Jesus' name. I pray that God will continue to uphold you. In case you are here, you have not given your life to Jesus, I want you to begin to say after me, say, Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Save my soul, deliver me. I say bye-bye to the devil. In Jesus' name we pray. You are now qualified to pray the next prayer. Say, my Father, catapult my life to the next level in the name of Jesus. My Father, catapult my life to the next level. 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 Catapult my life to the next level of breakthrough and blessing in the name of Jesus. I prophesy to your life, you will see testimony. Those who are looking for the fruit of the womb, this month is your month of testimony. Those who want their business to rise up, this month is your month of testimony. Those who are looking for husband or wife to marry, this month is your month of testimony. Those who are troubled in their marriage, this month God will solve that problem. Those who have one problem or the other, this month God will minister to you. Those who have never received promotion, you are going to receive promotion. Those who have been failing in life, you will no longer fail. Those who have been repeating exam, this exam that you are going to do, you will pass it. The one you have repeated is the last you are going to experience. In the name of Jesus. Those who have started the project, you will finish the project. In the name of Jesus Christ. God bless you in Jesus' name. God will continue to uphold you. God will continue to keep you. God will continue to strengthen you in the name of Jesus. I continue with this topic tomorrow, and I want you to be with me. God bless you in Jesus' name. Share this voice audio with your friend. Let them be blessed. Let them be blessed. In case you want to contact me, send SMS, a text message, or send information to my WhatsApp. You may not need to call me. When you send the information, I receive it, I will call you back. God bless you in Jesus' name. My phone number remains 0802-336-9298. 0802-336-9298. You can get me on that line, and God bless you in Jesus' name. I remain your friend, Pastor Emmanuel Akinola.